Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Logic Sports Podcast. I'm Shamar Davis, and I'm joined by Nasir Subar and Dan Pleat. How are y'all doing this week?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Just getting ready.
Well, first of all, I just want to ask y'all how y'all feeling about the Eagles so far. It's okay? Just quick. Don't got to elaborate.
It's early in the season. That's all I'm going to say.
I still believe it's just we got to bounce back against the Packers.
Big bounce back.
Yeah, unlike Aguilar. You know what I'm saying?
We were catching them. Oh, my God.
But the news came out earlier today that Melvin Gordon is going to end his holdout, probably report to camp tomorrow. But he won't play this week. He'll probably be ready to play the following week. But what do you guys feel about Melvin Gordon? What do you think his impact will be? Does he get 100% of the reps?
What happens
with Eckler?
I think they're going to have to split carries. He's coming back, they're going to have to split because he's still out of shape. His body's not really ready for the football. He hasn't played preseason. He hasn't trained. Like, you saw when Zeke came back, he was looking a little sluggish. They were trying to put him into the offense slowly but surely. But I think as the season wears down, they're probably going to end up leaning to give him more carries and use Eckler as, like, the receiving back. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how their offense is going to be productive.
I mean, I think it should be interesting after the comments that some of the people on the Chargers made. Like, Phillip Rivers was pretty much saying that they didn't need him. So I'm excited to see if he really wants to play for this team or if it's this year and then he wants to be out.
It's definitely going to be that, though.
That's what I'm thinking. So he probably wants to come in, show that he still got it, which I think he does, and then he'll get his money.
Yeah, I mean, his money, as far as that, like, he's an impressive player. He's productive, but I don't know why he would try and hold out so early in his, like he's still, this is only a 2-year contract, right?
Nah, this is last year.
This is last year coming up?
Yeah,
oh, I swear it was 2 years. Yeah. That's crazy. All right, so then, yeah, I think if he's not, he's definitely not going to stay in, Los Angeles, excuse me. So I just want to see what teams are going to look to target him, though, as far as, like, that really need that true running back. I think the Texans might end up trying to get
him. I was just thinking the Texans, because Lamar got hurt, and they just never had a very good number one running back that really, like, is like Melvin Gordon. If Melvin Gordon were to go to the Texans, I know that they don't have a great line, but that's still Deshaun Watson, Melvin Gordon, and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
So that would still be a good big three right there.
Yeah, I think, you know, Melvin, he'll definitely have options, but I just feel like no one wanted to trade for him. You know, you just, like,
it's probably a very high price, honestly.
And plus, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. You could just wait for him.
Yeah.
But as far as it goes,
would be a good one.
If I'm the Chargers, I can't just throw him in there and give him even a majority of the reps. I still think Eckler has to be the number one running back coming into that first game when Melvin Gordon is active. Because just out of respect, like, Eckler earned that job. He's producing, mm-hmm. too. And Melvin Gordon can't just sit at home not doing anything and, you know, just come in now. And let's say this team comes in and makes a run or something. Like, is Melvin Gordon's run now and ring and all that. But, like, you know, it should be Eckler, I think.
That's how they would end up losing two backs. Because then he would end up...
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure Eckler's contract coming up this year and next year is too. So,
yeah,
like,
they got to be careful. That organization is... They have to figure it out. Because Melvin Gordon is really, really good. And I think they have the money to do it.
But if I had to compare them to, like, another team, I think they're going to end up like Pittsburgh. Basically, like, Le'Veon... Well, Melvin in this situation, he's going to end up walking, and then Eckler takes the starting role.
I mean, it also could just be, like, they could just be waiting. I know it's probably not going to happen anytime soon, but this team also has to pay Bosa. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if Phillip Rivers were to retire, taking that money off the books could have him retain Melvin. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, they're going to pay Joey Bosa, I feel like.
The pass rushers in this league are essential because there's not too many quality
He's up
ones.
There with the elites. They don't pay him. But that's the thing. Like, so is Melvin Gordon. Yeah. So I don't get what their philosophy is. And I guess it might be the same as the Cowboys when Jerry Jones was saying, like, you don't need a great running back to win a chip. But then he paid Zeke. So it's like he said it, but he didn't mean it. He knew that they needed Zeke. So it's the same kind of situation.
Especially for that.
The Chargers, I don't think, have a chance without – Melvin Gordon. I like Eckler, I really do, but Melvin Gordon just gets them those extra yards. He gets them all those touchdowns that he would produce, and he's just a workhorse.
He's a bigger body.
And I think that he's their best chance to get into a chip, and even if Phillip Rivers retires, they would have to draft after that and help Melvin Gordon out. But, yeah, it seems like he's going to walk, honestly.
Yeah, he's probably going to walk. But what do you think about now another team and another player – and Jalen Ramsey and how, you know, the Jaguars don't want to trade him. He wants to still get traded. Then he wasn't at practice. Then he came today, but then now he's gonna go away again because his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, what do you just think about the Ramsey thing now?
I think he's done with them.
Oh yeah, it's definitely over. I just think the Eagles really need to pull this trigger. I honestly, at this point, like, after watching these,
I really don't think he's done with the coach.
I think the owner and probably the owner really wants him. But he, I think, is at the point where he doesn't want the shit that they gave him anymore. He was saying that there was a lot of disrespectful stuff, and he called out because he was sick.
I understand, but like, how much? Like, at this point, it's kind of like Zeke's situation. He still has 2 years on his contract, and they could just be like, okay, just don't play. You're missing out on your game check.
I know, that's what I'm thinking that they might do.
Yeah, so like, I feel like they're just gonna wait. I feel like they have a lot of leverage, especially mid season. Like, as a player, like, Ramsey's gonna have to show, like, he's gonna have to show. If they don't trade him, he's gonna show up and play eventually. Like, I think the Jaguars have so much, like, a lot of leverage, and they're gonna wait until someone needs a corner. Someone's corner goes down, and then they can really get something out of someone. But besides that, I think they're just gonna hold on to him.
That's
where I was thinking that the Eagles would be good because Darby just got hurt.
He just got hurt. Exactly.
So Darby's not even gonna play tomorrow. I doubt it.
And I believe we only have 3 or 4.
But look, that's what you're saying. So like you guys can't even get mad yet because now you guys have 10 days after this. It wouldn't make sense to trade Jalen Ramsey now. He wasn't going to play.
No, yeah.
He wasn't going to play. 100%. So now Howie Roseman has 10 days to work out a deal for Jalen Ramsey.
I think someone's got to do it because I really don't think he wants to play there anymore. I think him and his agent are probably looking very hard.
I mean, yeah, but...
And they just promoted Craig James from the practice squad. He's on the active roster. Yeah, he's
not great.
I mean, look, if y'all lose this week, I'm telling you, especially if it's because you're DBs, I think Howie Roseman might just pull the trigger. Jalen Ramsey has all this time to come in and learn the defense. This is the perfect time. I don't know why you guys are sweating it. Nothing was going to happen.
But the thing is,
but it's still about what the Jaguars want, what they'll accept, though. That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, how high are they setting it? Because I know they said they wanted 2 first rounds.
I feel like it's just died down totally. I feel like I haven't heard any talks
about it.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't even know what's going to happen. Like, this NFL season. NFL's turning into, like, the NBA kind of. Like, the players are just choosing where they can go. I feel like it's going to start being a lot of more super teams.
It's hard to make a super team in football now.
It really is. But, like, now you're thinking about it. Before AB got released, like, the Patriots signing Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
then, like, the possibility of the Chiefs getting Jalen Ramsey. Like...
Yeah.
At that point, the Patriots and the Chiefs would both be super teams.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's actually crazy. So, like, I feel like the NFL, it really could turn to something like that. It's just, I'm not really sure. But,
do you think AB is done?
Yeah.
Completely?
Yeah.
They said his agent said that he has a lot of interest from teams.
I'm sure.
I don't know how much to believe.
I'm sure they're talking, but, like, he's a hard case to work with. Like, you get cut by 2 teams.
He really is.
All these different allegations are coming out. That's not something you want to go on your team. That's a big reputation and a big name that you're bringing into your locker room. And obviously we've seen that you can't control him. Like, you don't know what's going to come out the dark. You know what I'm saying?
No one knows what's going to happen with these allegations right now. Like, they're still being investigated.
That's what I'm saying.
If he gets cleared, I think he has a chance.
Yeah.
But while this is going, I think this season is probably just done for Antonio Brown.
I think it should be. I think he needs to get his mind right for one season.
Honestly, you know who I feel like really is, like, quiet, like, talking about another receiver? I think Dez, honestly, could still make a roster.
I've been hearing that.
Like, I just don't know what team is looking for one, but I feel like there's multiple teams that need a free agent.
I don't really know. What team do you think?
Like, right now, the Eagles look bad that last game. I would say the Eagles, but I'm not trying to just talk about them. But I think like, the Bears...
Y'all just had injuries.
I think the Bears could use a receiver like Dez, a big receiver, a big target for Trubisky.
Him and A-Rob.
Like, I think that would be a good combination.
He could go to, like, Houston, like Demarius did last year, and he could be
the
second.
Houston has 3, though. They have Stills.
No, I know what I'm saying.
They just traded for Stills. They're not going to pick him.
They just traded a lot for Stills, and they still have
another Texas team.
I think...
Yeah, it's not going to be Houston. It would have to be a team that maybe needs a third. They're not gonna no team like playoff team is gonna rely on Dez to be like a true second.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Unless they don't really have one. But like,
I feel like the Saints could do it again, but they're just.
I feel like they're not. Like just because it just happened last year.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard for Dez to find a spot. Like I feel like it's gonna have to be someone to go down or like the Niners or like you know.
The Niners could
they're 3-0 right now.
Yeah, I know, but
they got him. That's pretty good.
I'd still be a big pickup for them, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They just make it work.
But let's switch it up because we haven't talked much about the NBA recently. So the NBA season is coming back soon. But did you guys see the Markelle Fultz footage? The new Markelle Fultz.
I didn't watch it all. I just
didn't
want it because it's every year.
It's propaganda. I don't believe
it. It's the same as Ben Simmons jumper. Until I see it happen, it hasn't happened.
But it's just in the back of my mind. Like, what if he becomes good? I feel like that could hurt.
I'm okay with him in Orlando. What is he going to take over?
I'm not against him.
What team? No, I'm not against him. But what is he going to do in Orlando against the Sixers? Like, if we can't beat Orlando, then I should be worried.
Yeah.
Like as a team, if we can't beat them, then I should be worried. But if it's because...
I'm not understanding this now. Like, I'm not judging off him now, but, like, if his career is a 10-year solid career, who knows where he could bring Orlando to. Orlando's a good location. If he becomes... Like, they have a shot at the playoffs. They're still young. He has a young big in Vucevic. He's still solid. He was an all-star last year. You got if Fultz. I'm saying if Fultz,
if he becomes a star, I get what you're saying.
Fultz becomes, they still have Jonathan Isaac and Mo Bamba. Like that's they have a couple of players. If they just get like one good draft pick, you hit on a draft pick that's another stud, then you have a chance if you're Orlando. Like you know what I'm saying? Like or a trade doesn't matter. Like look at Toronto; they're never gonna get over the hump without a trade. They make a trade and then you do that.
We'll
but.
See, man.
I'm not really
rooting for him. I love to see great talent in the NBA, but what happened with the Sixers was he wasn't the fit, and he wasn't he never seemed to be healthy. So I think it was the best to part ways with him because now look at the roster they have. Josh Richardson can come in and do what he does better.
I know, but Fultz was supposed to be a better version than Josh Richardson.
So we'll see.
Number one pick version of Josh.
Yeah, but he was like a shooting guard. He was a point guard. They kept trying to put him at different spots, and I just felt like it never worked.
Maybe without Redick it could work, but now that he's gone, I think it's all for the best. A new start for him is good
for both sides. Probably, it just works out better. But let's talk about the Sixers division, like just in general.
We'll go through the teams.
Yeah, go through the teams. The Brooklyn Nets. I think our division is kind of talented. And obviously, I think ultimately it's going to come down to us and the Bucks in the East. But in the division, Boston now with Kemba. The Nets now have Kyrie.
They lost Rozier.
The Raptors, the defending champs.
Yeah, but they lost Kawhi. I'm not worried about the Raptors. They're going to be
The Knicks are going to be.
I think the Nets are going to be a sleeper team. Like,
The Nets?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be a sleeper team. I think they're going to be a good team in the East because the East isn't very great.
But they were pretty good, though. They added Kyrie.
Yeah, they lost D-Russ, but they got Kyrie. They still have Dinwiddie and LeVert.
They got DeAndre Jordan
with Jared Allen.
Yeah.
They got a good squad.
Yeah, they've made some moves.
Harris has a good shooter. I mean.
Do you think the Knicks have a chance to compete?
Just because it's the East, I would say yes.
I don't think they have a chance. I think they have the depth to put up, but I think it's going to come down to the Sixers and the Bucks.
I mean, it could depend on how RJ Barrett is. Like, imagine RJ Barrett coming in and being an all-star off the jump. Like, that could really help.
It's possible.
It's definitely possible. He just has to improve his shot. Because his three-point shooting was not great.
He could shoot.
But look at his three-point shooting at Duke. It was not great.
It wasn't.
He definitely has to improve that. But besides that, he can get to the bucket like some of the best of them that I've seen.
He's pretty athletic.
I'm not sure. Like, I don't believe in the Knicks. I like Mitchell Robinson. I think he's like...
Oh, yeah. That was a good... that was like a steal in the draft.
Yeah, I think he could be a top defender. Kevin Knox, I'm not too big on. He has his moments.
Yeah, he does have
that
his moments.
That kid from Arizona, Trier, he's pretty good.
Trier, he's good.
Another
he's
steal.
He's a scorer. He's a scorer.
But at the end of the day, I feel like the Knicks, they don't never have enough to put it together. They're just a dysfunctional organization. Their owner's like a goon.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they're going to be in a bad team again, have a chance to get my boy LiAngelo. Number one pick.
You mean LaMelo?
I mean, yeah, LaMelo.
Liangelo.
My fault, not Liangelo. Yeah, LaMelo.
He's out there stealing something in China right now.
Chill, chill. But you really think LaMelo has a chance to be number one pick?
He does. His stock is definitely rising. He just
He
just needs to play basketball.
I think when college basketball comes around and you see all the other people, then he's not going to be a number one pick. I think there's going to be better people.
But like him and RJ Hampton playing overseas, I feel
that's
like...
That's true. But there's a lot of people that you don't know about yet, so...
Nah, yeah, that's true. But like, I feel like last year... I feel like coming into the college season, you know who's going to be in that top three every year. Like,
I mean, yeah, I feel like he's going to be top five. Like, I think that's like stamped. Because people like want him because of Lonzo, I think. They think he's going to be better.
Bro, he's 6'7".
Yeah,
he's a 6'7 point guard that can shoot. Like, he shoots better than
I think he
Lonzo.
Is better than you think LaMelo could be good in the NBA?
I think he's going
to
be solid, honestly.
He has to get stronger.
I think he's going to be like a Curry type. He's just going to have to grow. Like,
if he's a tall Curry.
He's a tall, that's what I'm saying.
He's got nice hands.
He can score.
Yeah.
He can finish.
Yeah, I mean, he has the talent. I think he is going to be better than Lonzo. I'm not going to lie. And LaVar said it.
Lonzo has his attributes that are better than LaMelo. So, like, his defense LaMelo's not going to. Yeah,
I understand, but.
He's going to be better
playmaking
in different ways.
Playmaking, shooting.
But they're both, like, offensively,
they're
I think they both play the same.
Oh, yeah. They kind of do.
LaMelo
and
LaMelo
can
shoot.
Better shooter, yeah.
And I think LaMelo might be a better playmaker if you really think about it.
He can, yeah, it's he possible. Can dish it.
Like, I mean, I haven't seen it against NBA talent yet.
I want to see Lonzo in New Orleans. I like a fresh
with
start
Zion.
For him, too. I like
with
a fresh
Zion.
Start for him,
ooh,
too.
This is actually going to be exciting basketball to watch.
That's crazy. Markel and Lonzo both got traded.
The 1 and 2, so does Tatum get traded?
I just thought about that.
But you think the Pelicans? Think the Pelicans have a chance to compete in the
West?
Yeah,
in the West
for sure.
They can
just to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's all
that's
I mean.
They're not going.
I mean, no, not be trash.
I like that 8 seed for them. Like, I think they're perfect for it.
Yes,
I think. Yeah, I think like the Zion effect could really help. Plus, they have a really good.
They
team.
Got the young guys from LA. They got Ball, Ingram, and Hart. That was pretty. That's decent. They got Redick.
Yeah, but those
from the
guys
Sixers.
Weren't coming through.
Yeah,
they can't rely on them besides Lonzo because Brandon Ingram, he basically is
like
a post scorer. Like he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, we gotta see something else from him. He's like a Wiggins at this point.
Josh Hart's not gonna take over a game.
Josh Hart is just a shooter.
I like him as like a 6 man, 7 man.
Yeah, they have Redick who's a shooter. Lonzo, if he's going to have to be that second guy, I think.
They got Jackson Hayes off the bench.
Yeah,
another rookie.
Jackson
they
Hayes,
got
I think, should have been
Nikhil. They got Nikhil.
That's
some,
like a that's like
some,
a Lonzo tier.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's going to be the star for that team, though.
Yeah, it's going to have to be Drew's team. It's going to be Drew, Zion, and Lonzo.
They have depth. Because when you have Nikhil
it's
coming
depth,
off the bench, that's
like
true.
Like, swept in the first round depth.
Yeah,
very true. But what, if they all can grow together, like, that would be really good depth for the future.
I could see it. Like, are there any other young teams in the West?
The Kings have been young.
The Kings, the Nuggets are still young.
But the Nuggets are already, like, solidified. Well, I mean, not really.
They are, but they're still young.
Yeah.
They're a young team.
What about the Kings, though? You know, we was out Sacramento. We've seen them.
That's my second team.
That boy Bogdanovich hit that game winner.
Who did they get to replace Willie Cauley-Stein?
Dwayne Dedman. So they don't have a great center. They have Bielitsa, too. But,
I'm not big on it.
No, yeah. But they have Fox, they have Giles, they have Marvin Bagley, they have Bogdanovich. Who else did they pick up? They had a good pickup.
Yeah, you gotta look that one up.
I gotta
up.
Look that one up.
I'm not sure.
But I'm not sure. I'm Dwayne Dedman.
Nah, man.
I think they were talking about the Sixers getting him last year at the trade deadline.
Oh, they got Buddy.
Obviously, they got Buddy. I think Buddy could become
Trevor
like a top
he
could
be elite, bro. He's actually
Barnes.
Really good. Watching him play, he can actually finish with the best. Like, and he's a great shooter.
They got Harrison Barnes. They got Trevor Ariza.
That's who I was thinking of.
And then Kyle Guy was their draft pick.
They got Kyle Guy.
Oh, they got Corey Joseph coming off the bench.
All right, they got a solid.
I think they have a solid squad. That's like a 7. That's like a 7 in the West. Like,
I
think it could be. I think it could be. I think it could
be.
That'd
be like they have to be competing with like New Orleans for the 8. Honestly,
they're competing with the Spurs.
The Spurs are going to be in
they can
it.
Get
the
over
Spurs
the
are going to be in it. You can stand because Pop is just a genius.
I think
like,
the Spurs will miss the playoffs this year.
You think?
Bro, you have to think about it. You got the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rockets, the Warriors, the
Blazers, Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Then the Jazz. The 7-8.
The Jazz. The Jazz are going to be at least 8. So that's the Pelicans, the Spurs, the
or the Kings.
Yeah. I don't even know about the Kings. I mean, what other teams are there? The T-Wolves?
Bro, Pop's going to get it done. Bro, Pop's going to get it done.
I don't think Pop will. I think the Pelicans would do it, if it's any of those.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Pelicans with the 8. I think the Pelicans
are going to come through. Nah, they got a lot. I want to see Zion in the playoffs.
So what's the 8 in the East?
The 8 in the East, I got the Sixers, Bucks, probably the Pacers.
Yeah, they got a lot better.
We got the Nets.
Celtics.
Celtics. I'll probably put the Pistons in. They just got
D-Rose. The Raptors probably get and Joe like Johnson. 7.
They got ISO Joe.
They got ISO Joe.
They were saying like 8 years ago, this would be like the best squad. Blake Griffin, ISO Joe, and D-Rose.
It
would have
been
a decade ago, dude.
I think the Raptors get a 7.
The Raptors get a 7?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were still like...
Because Spicy P is going to...
He's going to be solid. They still got Marc Gasol.
Remember, it's the East, too, so they're going to be good. Like, and then,
who's their starting two guard now, though?
They still have Van, they still have Van Vliet.
Van Vliet, yeah.
They got Van Vliet. They got...
Miami could probably Lowry. See again.
Oh, yeah, Miami.
Oh, Miami's making playoffs 7. With Jimmy. Yep.
So that leaves Orlando out. Washington the Knicks out. Knicks out. Charlotte out.
Yeah.
I like Chicago and Atlanta as young teams, but they would be out this
Atlanta
year.
Atlanta next year is going to be in the playoffs.
Atlanta's tough.
Like if Cam Reddish is good, playoffs. Yes.
They have a chance Atlanta, to compete Atlanta this year.
Atlanta might year. Yeah, I think Atlanta could get an AC, honestly. That team's looking kind of bright. John Collins is good. They got a Trey. Ice traded gang, you know. All right,
so if you had to make... Not, like, make one trade, but, like, if you want to see one trade happen, like, out of all, like, the rumored trades, you can see, like, Kevin Love get traded to the Blazers, Brad Beal traded to, like, the Heat, you know, just all those rumored trades that haven't happened yet, which one would you want
to
see?
I would love to see, because I bigs with the Blazers as a second squad if I had to pick one, because my boy... CJ McCollum's tough. My boy Dame, Dollar Dame, bro. If they got a big like K Love in their team, spreads the floor, can shoot, can get to the buck. Like that's a good pickup. Especially if they get Nurkic back, because Nurkic is solid as far as being a big. Like he plays defense.
I'm not gonna say trade, but I would say like Melo coming back into the league, like going to the Nets. That's what I want to see.
Melo to the Nets.
I want to see Melo to the Nets.
I want to see Melo back in the league.
I
want
to see Melo to the Nets.
I would want to see Andre Iguodala come back to Philly.
All right, that's an obvious one. I want them all back.
I think we can actually make that move, though.
We could.
I think
so, too.
If Iggy came off the bench.
He's not going to be in.
Why not? Why not just
do it? Our 10 would be very good. That's all I'm saying.
Well, come playoff time, it's going to be 7-8.
Yeah.
And Iggy's going to be part of it.
Yeah,
he has that experience. Like, we need experience.
And then it comes down to, like, Mike Scott, the two young guys. Mm-hmm. And Ennis.
All right.
Ennis begin to that Buck through the playoff stuff.
He's a veteran. He's a veteran. I think Zaire would take a spot.
I see it.
I think Zaire would take a spot.
I see it. All right. So now, who's your pick for MVP?
In the league?
I'm going to start first. I'm
know what you're saying.
I'm going Anthony Davis.
I knew he was going to say AD.
I think AD might take over this year. And Bron just going to let him have his team and just come in there, you know. I think AD's just nice.
AD, I'm going to go with Kawhi. In LA, he's back home. He's going to be turning up.
That's interesting.
He's going to have big games. You know, the battle of LA is going to really, he's going to have to show out. So I'll probably go with Kawhi. I think Kawhi takes it home this year.
You know, I'm thinking the best shooter on earth is going to take it. I think Steph might take it. Without KD now,
he has a chance again.
He doesn't have Clay, but he has Russell to help him out. So he could just ball out without KD there. Because you know Draymond's in his ear like, we don't need KD. Like, you're here. You were an MVP. And I think he could show it. I want to see him go off. I really do. He's an exciting person to watch on the court.
He really is. And now he can just freestyle, bro. It's him and D-Lo.
Because with KD, it's like, I don't even need to shoot that much. Yeah. But when he has to shoot a lot, it's...
He can light it up. He can hit.
Like, yeah. Crazy. Him and Clay, it's insane. We're going to see Steph go
for 40, 50-some
yeah.
games.
Yeah.
All right. Now for sixth man of the year, who do you think takes that home?
Sixth man, it's gonna go to the kid Luol. I have to agree. I can't see any sixth man that's better than him. Keep it a bean. Like, I don't know who I'd rather have coming off my bench.
I'm gonna have a sleeper one. I'm going like, ISO Joe.
ISO Joe.
Out of retirement.
I hear you, buddy.
Out of the big three.
What Detroit? He has a chance. Detroit. He could just come in and play ISO ball. That's
no
all
one
he
can
did.
Tell
him
me he isn't
D
good
Rose.
At basketball anymore. Like he's still very good.
Him and D Rose are still Blake.
6/29 birthday guy.
That team is gonna be good. So I think ISO Joe has a chance to take it home. Dan, you have a pick, or you just going?
I mean, I think it's gonna be someone on the Clippers. Like I think Pat it's gonna Bev. Be him, Pat Bev, Shamit maybe. Just like anyone on the Clippers, Montrezl Harrell. Just you pick someone on the Clippers that comes off the bench. They got some nice players.
All right. Who do you got for a defensive player of the year?
Oh, I'll start with that one. I'm going Embiid. I think he needs it. I think to win a championship, he needs to show that he's the best defender in the league.
I'll probably go AD. I think AD is going to take that. He's going to lock in because he said him and Bron both going to be on. First team all defense. Yeah, that was the goal. He said that's their goal. So I think AD's going after it for real. Like I think he's going to lock in, especially because you know he wants that ring.
With
you
LeBron
know
Bron, on his team, you know it's definitely Bron easier for ring. A superstar to lock in.
Yeah.
Like Kyrie, when he locked in with LeBron, he was lights out. Mm-hmm. So with AD and him, it could be interesting.
I'm probably going to go Giannis. I think he's going to add to the legacy. He won MVP last year.
He could.
I think he's just going to step up his game, get a lot of blocks, get some
steals. I think
steals.
The Bucks will digress a little bit, though. So I'm not too sure about Giannis. Just for the year.
It's Giannis. I don't care what the Bucks are. Yeah. It's Giannis. He has a chance.
That's true.
That dude's a freak of nature in every which way. But Who do you got for most improved player now?
Most improved.
I gotta think of someone.
Who you think's gonna come up?
Who's gonna come up that has?
All right, I'll just go first. I'm gonna just say it. Markelle Fultz.
Really? You had to start with that.
I think he's it's not gonna be nothing crazy. I think he's just gonna come out in Orlando. He could just, like, the way he plays, he's kind of an ISO player. If he comes out, averages about 17 points a game.
Okay.
17, 18 points a game after being the number one pick, and Orlando competes for a playoff spot. I think he has a chance to do it. I really do think he has a chance to do it.
I'm going to say someone that we actually missed on one of the teams that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Knicks have Dennis Smith.
Ooh.
I like him as my most improved. When he gets his shot there, he's a different animal. He was dropping triple doubles at NC State. Mm-hmm. Like he can really be good, and I think in his third, fourth year,
mm-hmm.
he has to it could be his time. I think it could.
I might go Terry Rozier. He's on his own team now, so he could just take over.
Yeah.
Like,
he literally has to just get to the buck. Like
they're wearing the throwbacks, too. I'm excited to watch that. Like, they're going to be getting aired a lot, but they're going to be looking good while they're getting aired.
I feel like guys like the guys on the Clippers, too, like Shamit or Harrell have a chance,
mm-hmm.
or like Kuzma, like one of the role players, like Quinn Cook, maybe, if he becomes like a good point guard.
Maybe Tatum or Kemba.
Tatum with Kemba. It's going to be hard for Tatum to kind of win most improved. Because I feel like he's going to
Honestly,
he already
like
averages
Lonzo
like
too.
17, 18. That could be like Lonzo because Lonzo averages like 8 points a game, making me mad. Like he needs to average like 15 or 16.
I also like Rodney Hood on the Trailblazers.
I like that. What if he became like an all-star? Like, what if Rodney Hood just took over? Like, in the West. It's gonna
watch him shoot lights out. Like he can get to a different level.
It's just there's too much all-stars in the West for him to be an all-star.
But what I mean, about, now that like, he's working out with Dame and CJ in the offseason, That could be interesting. And I really would. I wanted to say the Kevin Love one, but you said it first. Kevin Love to the Trailblazers. If that were to happen, I think they have a real shot at winning it.
Yeah, probably. But I think if Ben Simmons hits 2 threes, he should win it.
Most improved player off one shot. Ben Simmons hit a three this year. He actually hit two of them. Here you go, Ben.
So, obviously, I think, like, people, you probably think, like, the championship is going to be L.A., Philly. Like, don't matter which L.A., just L.A. versus Philly, L.A., Milwaukee. Who do you think's taking it home, though? Who got it?
I think the Sixers get the banner.
Okay. Bro. I'm not going to say no. Like, bro, I want that to happen.
We have just as much versatility to guard these players as much as they are to guard us. Like, I understand they have elite players. Like, they have elite names. But this is where Ben takes over. This is where Embiid takes over. Like, he knows he has to lock in and get in shape. And he has Horford to back him up with that. And now we have Richardson, who can do a little bit of both as far as playing defense and clamping someone else. And getting to, he can play ISO. Like, he had to do that in Miami.
I like the two rookies off the bench, too.
That's what I'm saying. We've got depth. That we have youth. I understand we're not exactly sure where they're at, but this is where they can show up because they're learning from greatness.
Yeah, but they don't have to come in as a first-round pick and be starters. They just have to be role players. So I think it could be easier for them.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm excited for that.
It's a process. Trust the process, man.
What about you, Mar? I know what you're going to say.
It's not going to be Philly. All I know is when it comes down to it, in any sport, experience comes through. And I told you guys this many times. You go back on the past 10 to 15 champions. So. Look how old their best player was. Or look how long he's been in the league. None of these best players have been in the league for 3 years or 4 years. They've been in the league for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And I feel like if it comes down to it, the Sixers, especially in their first chance, if they're going at it, they're going against LeBron James, who's a Finals MVP. Or they're going against Kawhi Leonard, who's a Finals MVP. Like, I feel like it's just going to be too hard. Or they're going against Steph Curry. He's not a Finals MVP, but he has 3 rings. And Klay Thompson, all those guys. Like, even with all the talent, I feel like we have way more question marks and the youth because Embiid, per se, hasn't always shown up in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons hasn't always shown up in the playoffs. So, like, I feel like I have to see us get, like, it could happen. I'm not saying it's out, but I just think personally, if we haven't even got out the second round yet, because it's because of our star players. They haven't, like, let us down, but they've kind of underperformed.
I mean, like, we're, like, a new team, and we're based off potential right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yes. I don't like teams based off potential. I like teams that are, like,
that's the Browns.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, yeah, but I think we're more firm than the Browns. Like, we're going to be good. I think we see a conference championship this year. We might see the finals this year, but I'm not sure if we win it. I'm probably gonna go the Lakers taking it. I just think it's, but like out of the East, I don't see any of these East teams winning it. And mostly it's because of experience too. And mostly it's because of experience too. And I think, yeah, just talent wise, the Sixers have the most talent in the league. But now all these players coming into their first finals, it's going to be hard to take down a Kawhi or a LeBron James.
That's true.
And now the Kawhi and LeBron James have Anthony Davis and Paul George.
If Pat Bev, Lou Will.
Yeah, I would go with Kuzman.
Like, they have 5 players, too, and the experience. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I would have to go Clippers. I just think that the storyline that could, like, be Kawhi Leonard is crazy. Because if he were to win a chip on the Clippers and he wins Finals MVP, he'll be the first person to ever win Finals MVP on different teams. He would have to.
You have to answer the GOAT conversation.
Because that's him. He's a walking chip at that point.
He's a walking chip.
Where he goes, a chip comes. And, like, that's what LeBron kind of was.
But look, if LeBron does it, he's the first one.
That's true. Exactly. I understand that. But I just think back-to-back years, it just hasn't been done.
Yeah, back-to-back years.
And I think it could just... I think it could happen. I think they got the depth to help it happen.
They really do. But they don't have Bron.
They don't have Bron. You are correct.
But they have Kawhi. That's the next best thing, in my opinion.
It really is.
I think Kawhi is going to probably take over a second best just because the KD injury is going to drop him down a little bit to third.
Yeah.
But those three are just ridiculous, like, in how they
hoop. But we can't. But at this point, I realize we can't forget about players. Like, I remember when we forgot about Kawhi. Like, we can't forget about what KD is. Like, when he comes back, we got to say.
Yeah, we're not going.
Well,
we
Kawhi came back more elite, I feel like.
Kawhi, he was always this monster, though. He was taking down teams. Yeah. He took down Bron before.
Yeah, he had three Hall of Famers.
He's putting himself in the Hall of Fame right now.
Yes, he is.
He's putting himself in.
That's hilarious.
Once he went to the Raptors, he was just a whole new beast. So I want to see him on the Clippers.
I mean, he's back home now, and so is PG.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Their defense is going to be ridiculous. Dumb.
Already go ridiculous.
I hope I see more defense in the NBA too. And I think that's going to be the problem when it comes to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah,
I think the Rockets are going to get handed in the playoffs. I'm not even going to say anything because at the end of the day, it don't even matter what the matchups are. We putting Pat Bev on Russ and we putting Kawhi on Harden and Paul George guards whoever else you want to guard. Yeah. And no matter what, either one of those three players are guarding those two and they have to be on the court. Like,
all the time.
It can happen with that team.
I do think that they're third or fourth. I think if LA and LA had to play each other, they have a chance at a conference chip, you know?
Yeah.
But, because they could end up getting a one or two seed just because random teams get a one or two seed, you know?
But so can the Jazz.
Exactly.
But I thought the Jazz could be the type of team to beat the Rockets, like...
Yeah,
I think the Trailblazers.
Russell Westbrook hasn't beat the Jazz in the playoffs yet. Like, don't matter what, Joe Ingles is like his worst nightmare or something like that. Like, it's crazy, but like
yeah, why is he his worst nightmare?
I'm just saying, though, I feel like Russell Westbrook comes up short in the playoffs. It's not even him though. Like just like the team,
it just doesn't work.
I feel like the ISO ball. And same with Harden. Like, I feel like the ISO ball doesn't work. And I want to know how they're gonna work out this year. I feel like they're gonna be so exciting in the regular season.
But when it comes down to game planning and, like, a series, they're going
to
struggle.
Well, yeah, all the different stuff in the NBA is just insane to really think about. Like, you have Russ and Harden coming back together. You have KD going with Kawhi and DeAndre Jordan. You got Kyrie. You got Kawhi with Paul George. And then you got Bron with AD and supposed to be Boogie. So it's just, like, everything that changed, I feel like you don't see that often. That was a lot. That we've taken in. Like, the NBA is going to look so different.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to like it, though.
Oh, I'm so excited for it.
I think it's going to be more defense.
It's really like NBA Jam, though.
Pick your pair. They have to get back on that. They have to make that game again. Because that game would be elite.
That would be crazy.
I would pay big money for that game.
Is that an idea?
You got to write a letter.
On the podcast, that's...
Yeah,
you heard it here first. This is the idea. We're making another NBA Jam.
That should be the poll tomorrow. Would you want an NBA Jam with the two people? That should be our poll tomorrow.
Which two would you pick?
Which two?
Yeah.
Which two would you pick?
Paul George and Kawhi.
I'd probably go Bron
and AD. AD.
I'm going with Steph and Clay.
Ooh, that's all threes. That could work. That could work.
That's true, but
it's called NBA Jam.
The Claw and PG.
Everything's a dunk with Bron.
The Claw and
PG. What about you know who we didn't talk about in the West that he could beat? The Mavs. Luka and Kristaps.
Ooh. I do like Luka. Bro, Luka is
I don't see
Luka
them making
official.
The playoffs, though. Luka's I just don't official. See it.
If Kristaps was Kristaps,
that's what he used to be.
Those two together is actually a really good duo because Luka, I think, could become a top 10 player soon.
I don't think they have the depth to do it.
Yeah, their squad is kind of weak.
Yeah. That's the only reason. I do like where they're at right now, though, because if Porzingis comes back to like he was, that is going to be a really
great
duo. If
they got Goran in that trade where they were supposed
to. Oh, my. I was thinking that, bro. If they got Goran.
Oh, man. That would have been tough.
Yeah.
That would have been tough. For sure. I would have seen it. But, yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this week. We'll catch y'all next week, and we'll probably get more into football. And hopefully some big trades happen or we get some updates.
Oh, there'll definitely be something that happens.
Yeah, something. Probably Antonio Brown again.
Oh, yeah. It's always in the news.
Yeah, but, yeah, we'll catch y'all. Have a great week. And have fun watching football.